Are you going to be seated? Ladies and gentlemen, please have your seats. Enjoy. This is a wonderful moment. We bring together two nations, two maritime nations. Have a seat. This is wonderful. Welcome back. So we had a lot of speeches so far, but a lot of pictures as well. Ladies and gentlemen, good morning. I'm happy to attend the 8th Capital Link International Shipping Forum once again, and I'm grateful to Mr. Nicolas Bornozis for his invitation to address in such a special event with such distinguished speakers and guests, and many friends, I can say. The excellent relations that China and Greece enjoy are a true reflection of mutual understanding and affinity between the two ancient civilizations aiming to promote global peace, development, and cooperation. For decades, Greek shipping has played an important role in the economic growth of China, primarily serving the latter's need for imports and chiefly raw materials. Almost 50% of energy resources and 20% of other products and goods imported in China are transported with Greek-owned fleet. The current Greek shipowners' order book stands at 594 vessels, out of which 400, or the 68%, are under construction in Chinese shipyards. With the rapid development and growth of China over the last 20 years, the Chinese shipping financial sector grew initially to serve Chinese shipping clients and local shipbuilding and subsequently international clients on an international basis. Starting with the refund guarantees, the export credit financing, moving to traditional bank lending and leasing, China's ship lending sector has developed rapidly, with financial institutions continuously increasing their support to shipping industry. From my 20 years experience in the Chinese ship financing, I can tell that lending has undergone massive transformation, rapidly becoming outward-looking and more sophisticated. Following the 2008 financial crisis, Chinese leasing companies stepped into the gap left by the near total withdrawal from shipping lending of European banks and US private equity firms. Increased scrutiny of shipping loan books from the European Central Bank in its supervisory role of Eurozone banks resulted in a change in strategy by the European banks. Stricter risk management policies, regulation and supervision led to a divestment of their shipping portfolios. Additionally, Chinese leasing companies moved into international finance as there were few deals to be done in China. They have transformed the ship finance sector by aggressively offering sale and leaseback structures for vessels and fleets, and this has offered an attractive alternative to traditional bank finance. Sale and leaseback structure, however, has not been tested in difficult times and economic downturns. Shipping is a cyclical market, highly affected by market condition, including vessels value and charter rates. In these cases, lease rates and profitability can be significantly impacted And this is well known to Chinese financiers, as for the Greeks as well. Nowadays, shipping finance faces an increased competition as different resources of credit are available. Regional banks like the ones of Greece, credit funds, and a growing number of Chinese leasing companies that have emerged as key players not to be ignored. On top of the above, the biggest competitors of the traditional lenders are the shipowners themselves that have accumulated a record high amount of cash. The traditional maritime lending in China seems to undergo a remarkable transformation as it continues to evolve and become more outward-looking. Banks promote green technological innovation, supporting the green transformation and upgrading of the shipbuilding industry. To this extent, the first ESG-linked shipping loans by Chinese banks have been recently sealed, and many others are continuing. The terms and conditions of Chinese bank lending are not much different compared to traditional Western financiers anymore. The transition of global shipping from carbon-dependent industry to one that operates without greenhouse gas emissions is a huge undertaking that will require huge capital. There is an estimate for the next few years is going to be a necessity of $100 billion. Chinese banks have the chance to change their commercial strategy, proving their commitment in traditional ship financing. Greek shipping offers attractive opportunities for ship financiers as the Greek-owned fleet is continuously growing, reflecting the commitment of Greek owners to expand, often with larger vessels, as well as in improving the efficiency of their fleets. Over the years, Greek shipping has always adapted to global requirements, and now we are seeing the Greek market in the forefront of the industry in terms of complying with greener shipping standards and rising to the challenges of maintaining the global supply chains. Ladies and gentlemen, from our side, the Association of Banking and Financial Executives of Hellenic Shipping, having responded positively to the invitation of the Pudong government, we signed an agreement with the Lujia Zhui Financial City Council in Shanghai, opening an office in order to establish a collaborative network stimulating communication among shipping companies and financial institutions from both international shipping centers, opening an office in Shanghai. We are something like capital link between the two countries. The integrated expertise and the thorough an experience of Greek shipping financiers is the greatest advantage and the added value that Chinese banks could exploit to further expand their activities in the Greek shipping territory. Wishing every success in today's forum, I hope that we will enjoy some interesting and interactive speeches, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very, very much for listening to me. Thank you.